You know, the worst thing that ever happened to me, which is that I became an alcoholic and a drug addict, is going to turn out to be my greatest asset. That this admission of personal powerless over everything in my life, and especially what we talk about in here, which is my mind and the way that I think and perceive the world, which is in a negative way when I'm not trying to build a relationship with a power greater than myself. That these admissions, I like how Ron emphasized the S on the end of that word, are going to be firm bedrock upon which a happy and purposeful life may be built. So this seeming failure of becoming an alcoholic and having to come into Alcoholics Anonymous and go to meetings for the rest of my life and all that kind of stuff is going to actually end up to be a great asset, because it's going to introduce me to a method, and it's going to introduce me to a power. And the method is in these steps, and the power is the power that we learn to build a relationship through, because we need to put something, I know I needed to put something into the hole that I always had felt inside. And I filled it up with drugs and alcohol for a long time, and that worked for a while, then it stopped working, and now I need to put something else in that place. And it's a really, you know, relating to the ego, it's a really a letting go of, in the moment, that ego which thinks that I am, you know, more important than anybody else in the world, and trying to realize that there might possibly be a power greater than me that can help relieve me of any sort of turmoil that I'm feeling at any moment.